Let's go to Oakland, California now. There were 77 homicides in Oakland last year. That number's been dropping for the last few years, as it has in many U.S. cities. But every one of those 77 is a person with a story. And the radio program Snap Judgment set out, along with some local residents, to tell each and every one.
Majority of the homicides that we have in Oakland, California, are African-American young men that ran the streets of East Oakland. I call it a forward country because if you don't know about East Oakland, then you might not survive in East Oakland.
That's Daryl Allums you're hearing there. Daryl is an Oakland resident and an anti-violence activist familiar to a lot of people around town. He was such a big part of the story that he wound up the co-host of Snap Judgment's special episode called Counted, an Oakland Story. Adiza Egan was the lead producer.
There are still people who are dying every day. And what we wanted to do was put faces to those names and let people know who those people were and what they wanted and who they left behind.
Daryl, you're known around town because you become an activist against homicide in your town. People have seen you standing out on the street, sometimes with signs, yelling, sometimes at the top of your lungs to get rid of homicides in Oakland. How did you get involved?
June 8th, 2016, there was two homicides, two young ladies. One name was Alexis, and the other name was Unique. They was killed 6 hours apart. 6 days later, there was a young lady named Regina Jeffries. She went to her friend's funeral where she praised dance at. 2 hours after the funeral, a fight that broke out between two African-American young boys, she was shot and killed at the candlelight vigil. At that time, enough was enough. Myself, my best friend, and my goddaughter, we started hitting the streets to end the gang wars right in the deep heart of East Oakland where the two main gangs were at. And we started yelling and screaming and started advocating and speaking to my nieces and my nephews about changing their lives. And the move become Stop Killing Our Kids.
Talk a little bit more about your message, Daryl, and what you say to people when they see you on the street or when you go to speak to them.
I get at my peoples in a very unique way, and that I'm able to relate to them. I come from the same cloth they came from, the gutter. I know what they going through because I was once them. Unfortunately, I was one of the ones that passed the torch to these young ones. So it's my job for me to get back in these streets to let them know what I did was wrong. And what you're doing is wrong.
One of the first places that we met Daryl was at a church in West Oakland, and he had a poster board with pictures of children who had lost their lives. And from that point on, we connected with him, and we worked with him to find people, talk to people, tell them what we were doing, and ask them if they were interested in being a part of this project.
So, Adiza, Daryl, a big part of your reporting here in your project is to tell the stories of each of these people who lost their lives in Oakland. Adiza, who was Jason Coleman?
Jason Coleman lived in a homeless encampment in North Oakland, and he had this very elaborate man cave. That's where he lived. They had wired internet, wired cable. And one day he was relaxing at home, and someone stole his bike, and he ran after the bike and was shot.
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, we're a community, shoot.
This is Jason's friend, Linda. She lives in the encampment in an RV with her dog.
He came riding on that little bike with a damn cart on the back.
You know, we go inside of this encampment. We learn a lot about the people and how they're interacting with each other and how they're supporting themselves, you know, amidst this crisis.
Daryl, tell me about Dominique Johnson.
2017, 2 days before Christmas, a young man by the name of Dominique Johnson was killed a block away from his organization headquarters, which is the Quilombo Center. Dominique Johnson was a community activist. He fought for lives, for justice, for young men across America that he never even met, shook a hand, or hugged. Dominique was a part of the African town. He helped with the African garden, planting, digging with his own bare hands. Dominique was a father. He was a brother. He was a friend to the community. And he was killed by gun violence. This was a very special homicide because it reminded me of me, but a younger version, out there in the streets, fighting for his people, supporting his loved ones, and then get killed by violence. It's a sad story.
Well, let's hear part of your episode where, Daryl, you actually go back to the spot where Dominique was killed and organize a neighborhood cleanup.
Damn world, baby.
Got the tents behind us over here. This is what Dominique did. He cleaned up the community, he fought for the community, and he took care of the community. So honor Dom, we out here doing that for the community today, for our village.
This the Dom movement. This his work. Gotta continue his work. Continue his work, baby.
Adiza, tell me about Sultan Bey.
Sultan Bey is the son of a woman named Chef Mimi, and she's known around the city. She has a TV show called Bringing It to the Table. It's like a black top chef. And Sultan was killed in the front seat of his friend's car. They were in a parked car, and a bullet came in through the back and struck him in the head. And Chef Mimi talks a lot about how her son was bullied. He had been attacked before, and she just felt like he was at risk.
A lot of people I know have moved their kids away, Arizona, Texas, and that's really, really sad. You know, that African-American boys are such at high risk living in Oakland. They don't have to be doing anything, no nothing on the line, nothing. Just get shot for no reason.
Adiza, 77 victims in Oakland in 2017, and you've cataloged them all for your special episode. What's next for your town? Is Oakland finding a way out of violence? Are people working on it in a systematic way there? What's going on?
Absolutely. There are so many people who work in the day, come home from their day jobs, and then go back out into the neighborhoods and are committed to this work. They're talking to people. They're cooking for people. They're just there to talk to. And, you know, we met so many of these people in this process, and it really gave me hope that this isn't something that people are just willing to wipe their hands of and, you know, just let it kind of fall to the wayside. Yes, you have gentrification and you have a lot of new development and people coming into Oakland, but I don't think, you know, these activists are going to let these people stay silent and let their voices not be amplified.
Adiza Egan, producer for Snap Judgment from Oakland, California. Adiza, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Daryl Allams, Oakland activist and host of the Snap Judgment episode Counted, an Oakland Story. Daryl, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.